The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown.
It's beginning to look a lot like wisdom. Right here on this show.
Keep it going.
Take a look at the
Get
you
it.
Got it. Come on.
Say something about Holly.
No, it's not Holly. Take a look.
Five and ten.
But it's a parody I'm writing. I'm writing a parody.
Oh,
so
I see.
5 and 10. You are listening once again.
There it is.
Two.
And it is not a sin.
Okay.
And if you ask, then you are sure to know.
There it is.
It's beginning to look a lot like wisdom here on My Brother, and Me. It's an advice show for the modern era. I am your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm the middle brother, Travis McElroy.
And it's your boy, Griffin. Hey, would you guys say
you that, asshole?
Are we on that Christmas creep?
Holiday. We're on the holiday creep.
Am I the only one who thinks Christmas creep sounds like a hip hop dance move that's like taking like the Dougie or the orange soda? By the way, get on YouTube and search for the Kel Mitchell orange soda dance. He's back. He's back and he's invented an actual dance. I'm not making that up.
Yeah, except by he's back, the video's from 2008. he's definitely on his way back. He started a slow climb. It's a Christmas creep to the
it
top.
It is a Christmas creep. Is it too late to like capitalize on that? Can we write a song
on the Christmas,
Christmas creep?
Like, first you jingle
I'm on
your
that
bell.
Christmas creep. I'm on that Christmas creep. I'm on that creep.
As long as we can still, as long as we can still do my B-side of Hanukkah Hustle.
Do the hustle. First you jingle your bells, then you mistle your toes. There's got to be something else.
Yeah.
We'll finish. This is something that really should be saved for My Melody and Me, our improvisational songwriting show. So let's get right into the questions. We take your questions, sent to us through email, Gmail, tree mail. This first one comes to us from Gmail. I recently met a Canadian girl on Omegle, and I've begun an online relationship. My friend told me there are no real girls on the internet. is this true? If so, should I still pursue a relationship with someone who might be a dude?
Wow, those are two completely different questions.
Confused in Connecticut. First off, let's start with the obvious question. Are there real girls on the internet? The answer is, of course, no.
Nope.
Nope, not a one.
Also, there are no real girls in Canada.
I was going to say in the world.
Oh, really?
I'm thinking we've all been duped.
Oh, my God.
It's a pretty massive cover-up.
Is it all holograms?
It's pretty much 100% holograms.
Hologals? Is that closer where we're at? This is a terrible situation you find yourself in. Because Omegle, for those who aren't familiar, is an anonymous chat service, right? That hooks you up with a random person with no verification of their age, sex, location, anything, that you could be at the butt of a really brutal, long lasting, hilarious to everyone but you prank.
The longest con.
The longest.
They say
of cons.
Love is the longest con. I think Omegle love.
Yeah.
I'm slightly longer than that.
I'm gonna straight up. I think it's time for a little tough love. My brother and me style.
Okay.
What kind of life are you living that you start an online relationship with someone on Omegle? Like,
I can literally think of no worse place to start any kind of relationship, professional, romantic, or otherwise.
Yeah, that would be like suicide.
It's like saying, I met the nicest guy on Chat Roulette. He was wanking his dong, and it was awesome. We really connected.
What?
Wanking his dong.
That's not a combination of those words. I know you're going for individually, but combined, I don't think that's a...
I don't like that one bit.
That's not a combo certain, that works.
I'm almost certain it is.
You workshop it. Take it out.
Basically, what you just said was he was masturbating his penis, which is redundant.
Here's how we're gonna turn this into a W. You're gonna say you're gonna meet up with this person, and then you're gonna say, "Listen, I'm too cool to meet someone I met on Omegle. Never talk to me again." And then just like block them from your life. You'll feel good about it. Who cares? They're anonymous. You didn't know them before. You can go back to not knowing them now. And you just bail on this. You've got to pull the old eject and get out. Trust me on
this. You have a little to no investment in this. This is imaginary. This is not real.
Unless. What if it is true love?
Shit. Fuck. You know how vulnerable I am to the possibility of true love, Griffin.
I know, and it can spring up in the weirdest of places.
And this, make no mistake, this is the weirdest of places.
The literal weirdest place on the planet. I mean, maybe it's just two lonely souls, because... that's all that's on Omegle, and maybe they just found each other and just connected on some deep spiritual level. And if that's the case, then you don't need to be worried about whether or not it's a dude.
But here's my counter argument to that.
Okay.
There is no possible way, like in my opinion, that you are meeting the honest to goodness person that they are on Omegle. Like,
why not?
Because there's no way they go on and go, and I snore, and I also, like, there's no way, because nobody does that. So
well,
how
nobody does that anyway in the world.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, but you get to know the person, and, like, you know, it's not like, I met you, I've never seen your face, I've never spoken to you about anything that's, you know, real, and I love you. That's not how that works.
I don't think that, he's not saying, let's get hitched, he's saying, should I pursue? Okay. Here's what we do. We're going to ratchet this up in ways that increase the real-world intimacy of this relationship. First, you're going to call on the phone.
Nice.
Okay? That's what we're doing. We're calling on the phone if we're pursuing this. Two, we are chatting on Skype.
Nice.
And making sure no one's doing any ventriloquist nonsense. We got to see the real Omegle freak right there and make sure that it is an acceptable... a situation.
So you don't want to fall victim, you don't want to fall prey to a truth about cats and dogs style dupe.
Yep.
You want to know that the correct voice is coming out of the correct lady.
Right. I don't want a Janine Garofalo, Uma Thurman swapperoony, okay? I want the
nice
real
ish. Try, Janine.
Nice try, Janine.
And I think another concern here is, you know, that idea of, oh, it turned out to be a dude and we were sex chatting and whatnot. Don't do that. Like, you haven't met this person, you shouldn't be sex chatting or whatever it is you kids do.
You may very well be there's probably a blog somewhere that says, look at the freaky stuff I can get this guy to say at Omegle.
Oh my god, I read that blog.
Yeah, it's that one, the really funny one. But anyway,
I love that one with the little illustrations. Oh, I love it.
So hopefully that'll help. You just gotta don't bail on it, but do you want some real world connections here? You want phone calls, you want video chat. You want to really see this person, and because you can't build a relationship with chatting anymore until we can verify that this person is. And there's so much in like that intonation and in speech and in how your just chemistry. If it's there, I say you gotta go phone.
But you gotta be safe.
Yeah,
be safe. Be smart. So.
Don't meet them anywhere ever.
This is you have brewed up a murder cocktail here that you do not want to be sipping on.
It's anonymous. That's scary.
100% of murders are anonymous.
None of your friends have ever met her, so there's no identifying her later. That's scary.
Mm. That's very scary. Okay, I feel like we should move on. I have hooked up with one of my closest friends a couple of times, and he tells me he enjoyed those times, but he wants to keep our hookups a secret from everyone. Why doesn't he want to tell anyone?
Whoa.
Well, I'm just kidding.
You also might be annoying or crazy.
Maybe you're terrible. No, I don't think any of this.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
We enjoy your patronage.
No. It's that he doesn't want things to get weird. Like, you've got a group of friends, two people hook up, and it's gonna be a weird scene.
Also, there's another option that's not insulting to you. He might be terrible. He might be, you know, wheezing the juice. And
but why wouldn't you want everybody to know that you're dating someone or you're making love to someone less terrible than you?
Well, because he might be a sleazeball. And so he might be like, no, I really like you. I really like you, but don't tell anyone. You should just sleep with me and then not tell anyone.
Oh.
That's what you're saying. Yes, he's trying to get the proverbial sex milk without having a relationship cow. Is that what you're saying to me?
That's exactly what it is.
No metaphors either. This is sex milk.
I never drink milk again.
Nope. You need to confront him. You need to be like, why are you keeping this? No, I'm not saying you need to tell everyone. You need to ask him why he wants to keep it a secret. You need to be like, so what's shaking, Kevin Bacon? Why aren't we, you know, letting everyone know?
Okay. Here's the thing that is very logical to me about this question. He wants to keep our hookups a secret from everyone. Okay. That's to me is a very logical, like, because it should be a secret.
It is. You hooked that shit out.
You hooked up. It's a secret. It's a secret you have. In this day and age, that's a treasure. Something that you know other people don't that you can keep private.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
What a wonderful gift that is.
But that's not even. It's not just the beauty of secrets. It's if you get laid, if you get your bone on, like. Don't walk down the street like, got my bone on today, got my bone on today. Here's the name of the person that I did it with. You can't. You don't tweet, do that tweet, because tweet. It's Facebook. It's just not gentlemanly. It's not ladylike either. It's not what people do. Like, I don't understand why this person's upset. Do they want them to be like, hey, what's up? We fuck.
Hey, do you hear about me and Jerry? We fucked.
It sounds like to me like there's crossed wires. Like, maybe you want more than he does.
That's what this question's really about, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what this question's really about. You want to take it to the next level, and he wants to keep it a secret, uncomplicated. Again, makes total sense, but I will warn you of this. You do need to ask him if you're interested in a relationship, you need to ask. Because it sounds to me like you do care a little bit more than you're letting on.
Yeah.
And you can't let your heart get busted up hooking up with this guy continually if there's not going to be any relationship there. Can you agree with that, Griffin? You agree with that?
I wasn't listening. Okay. I have a Yahoo Answer question.
Where I was like in the middle of the wisdom. I got into the real nugget of this and you're like, moving on.
Did you get it? Sorry. What? It's a busy day. I'm on that Christmas crawl.
I'm going to set you on fire. What do you think, Travis? Were you listening to me?
I have a good sequitur.
You're leaving. You're leaving this question. Do you feel like you've answered it, or can you not say? What if I just told that person to murder suicide?
Let it simmer. Professional advice. Let it chill.
That's the opposite of what I just said.
I basically just took what you said.
I'm just going to stay back here.
I boiled it down to a rich syrup.
To the opposite. No, it's like you melted down the chocolate and made lava. Like, there's no connection between the two ideas.
This Yahoo answer was sent in by Patrick Toy.
Advice show that makes you dumber. Like, it makes you actually less equipped to deal with your situation.
Yahoo Answers user Ono asks, are females attracted to the penis just as males are attracted to female breasts and butt? Like, when a man sees female boobs and butt, they go, boing, lol, I am immature. Is it the same thing? Is it the same thing when a woman sees a male penis, or are they like, ew?
Yeah, it's like, ew.
That's why no. It's Lady Bone Zone.
The ladies take it right.
I can't believe that's a thing. I can't believe that's a thing, Travis. I can't believe that a lady sees a boner and goes, mm-hmm, yes, please.
Because not a boner. Just a penis. Just anywhere.
A flaccid.
Just a flaccid, dangly piece of skin.
I don't think the reaction could possibly be, oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm not a lady. If I had to guess, I would imagine the reaction is something more akin to, well, here we are.
well, we need those to make more life.
Oh,
so.
You again.
Of course.
I can barely look, like, when I'm like, in the shower hanging brain, like, I can barely observe my own thing.
And, right.
Like, without getting a little sick.
I can't see my own without a complicated network of mirrors and volunteers. So
I just have someone come in and describe it to me every day.
I have Leonardo DiCaprio come in and sketch it. We have to be on a boat though, or I can't finish.
I wish that Morgan Freeman delivered my penis report. My daily penis briefing.
I wish Morgan Freeman would give my penis the power to control the world around it.
Yes.
And teach me a valuable lesson in the process.
I feel like we're dodging the question, though.
I think women's reaction is probably like when they're looking at a bunch of ingredients before it's time to cook something. Like, like everyone likes to eat cake, but there's nothing necessarily appetizing about eggs and flour and stuff. Like,
I get what you're saying.
What?
I get what you're saying.
There's a logic to it, right?
There is some logic to it, but in the context of the question, you're making it sound like women are turned on by baking.
Oh, of course. The interesting thing about this question is, of course, that with men who are into large breasts, the larger they get, the better. With women, there's very definitely a cap. You're charting interest.
There's a bell chart.
There's a bell chart of interest, and it peaks, and then it goes like, wow, it plummets pretty quickly, I would imagine.
Thank God for that.
I think that this question is illustrative of the fact that it's hard for guys to understand why women find guys attractive because we're gross. I assume women are attracted to the same thing on dudes that dudes are attracted to on women. Like, girls look at butts, right? Don't they?
Personality? Is that what you meant to say?
Yeah, they look at personality.
Yeah.
And they're like, look at that nice, shapely personality.
That's what yes.
I don't, if I'm being judged on my breasts, and I don't, which is, seems to be the situation that you are describing.
Uh-huh.
That is not a part of my body I have ever, like, worked on to improve. Knowingly, at least.
I feel like we're in one of those moods where we're anti-helpful. We're making all these situations worse. So let's do another one. Okay. I'm an atheist, and I haven't done Don't Feel Like Telling My Family. How do I politely get out of going to Christmas Mass without them asking too many questions? Form spraying.
Well,
wow,
this is
a good question.
I have my answer, which is you go to Christmas Mass because it ain't about you. It's about your family.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Like, I grok where you're coming from. Like, I get the whole, like, you're not feeling it, so you don't want to go. But it really is, it's like an hour, and you're going for your family so they can feel like that togetherness. And also, there's a lot to like, even if you're an atheist, there's a lot to like in the ceremony, the tradition.
Sure.
You know, there's usually some incense. That's nice. Chill. Some pretty music. I mean, there's nothing that says that an atheist can't go to church. And,
yeah, you're not going to burst into flames as soon as you cross the threshold of the building.
Mm-hmm. And you're not voting either. Like, it's not like, I'm for it. I'm for what's happening. Like, you're just there to in respect for your family. You would go to a church if a friend were getting married. I would think of this the same way.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow, we really knocked that one out of the park.
Finally, some actual help.
Should we talk about our Christmas? We're going to do
our
Christmas.
Our holiday.
No, holiday. Fuck that. You can't kill my Christmas.
I'll take Kwanzaa questions. I'll take Hanukkah queries.
I'll be the Hanukkah query guy. So we're going to do a holiday spectacular.
Can we call it ha-ha-ha-ha-ka? Like Hanukkah, but we call it ha-ha-ka because we're going to... We're gonna make it funny.
We'll have a wonderful name for it by the time it rolls around. But we're gonna be doing that on
Christmas
Quantica. We're gonna do all holiday questions. So if you have if you've been waiting to get on the show and you have holiday questions and you want to ask them to us, make sure you get them to us by let's say the 17th. Of this month, and we will address those. I'd also like to hear about, even if we don't end up using these, I'd like to have people write in about their traditions and ask us if they're weird or not.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, you like that?
It's sort of in the advice realm.
We usually ask that people don't ask about poop and masturbation, and I think for this, our holiday special, we can repeal that. No, I mean, we need to don't do it. Do not do it.
I want this to be an episode where when you travel to your family's home, to your home place, your ancestral home, you can say, here, let's gather around the fire and enjoy this together.
I like that. And maybe show. When I edit the show, I can edit out all the curse words.
So with jingle bell sounds.
And then add in different curse words.
So I can be like, fuck, 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 fuck. And all you'll hear is jingle bells, and it'll make a song.
That'll be unless beautiful. You forget, and it'll be like...
unless I forget. Sorry, Grandpa.
The best episode. Yeah. So make sure you get those questions in. I currently have a boyfriend-shaped hole in my life that I'm trying to fix. For pretty much my entire dating life, I've jumped from long-term relationship to long-term relationship with whatever best guy friend I had at the time, and consequently, I've never really dated or hooked up with anyone. I'm 20 right now, and I think the last time I was really single was when I was 14. My friends have been telling me I need to go crazy and get down with some random dudes, which sounds intriguing, but I miss the reliability of having a relationship. What should I do, MBMBAM? Love always, alone and indecisive, Gmail. Oh, well.
Your friends sound like they give terrible advice.
I don't trust your friends. Do they have a show? I didn't think so.
No.
I don't think that that's... The going crazy with a bunch of random dudes, I don't see that there's, like... It's a big risk, and you risk, I don't know, hurting somebody or getting hurt yourself.
It's never good advice. And with stuff like that, I like to take it and try to apply it to different situations. And being like, you know, I just lost my job. What should you do? Get a bunch of jobs and then quit them. Like, that's not good advice for any situation. Like, I just finished a diet. What should I do? Eat a bunch of food. Like, no, that's not a good advice to take for any situation.
Yeah, I don't think that that's a... Have fun.
Yeah.
And maybe don't look... But see, here's the problem with this whole thing. You can't give advice on how to proceed, like, with your relationship in general. Like, here's what you should do next. Here's the type of relationship you can pursue. Because we don't control when these things happen. We don't control the type of people we meet. We don't control the type of relationship we get into. I mean, if it's the person if it's somebody who can make you really happy, why would you just randomly bail out?
The best advice I can give is to not try to do anything. Just live your life. And, you know, what happens, happens. Don't set the mindset of, I'm going to go out and get crazy and get down with a bunch of random dudes. No, because then you're trying to manipulate how that works, and that's not a good way to go. Also, but you don't want to go out and say, I'm going to find true love, because then you're trying to manipulate it the other way. Just be yourself. Live your life. What happens, happens.
We are saying this, though. We're giving this person this advice because we have all done this thing where we get out of a long-term relationship, or at least God knows I have. Like, I got out of a long-term relationship, and then all of a sudden, you know, my eyes were opened, and I went crazy, as you said, and I think that...
And got down with a bunch of random dudes.
Got down with just so many random dudes, and I think the reason the three of us are saying it's a bad idea is because we did it, and we know it's a bad idea, and I think that may just be something you have to do. I think you may just have to have the bad idea part of your life. I think you need to have that. I think that's important.
Well, okay, well, let's compromise. If you do that, that's fine, but don't set out to do that because your friends told you to. Like, yeah, if that's what happens, that's cool.
I think that that's a better... I think maybe a way to sort of... a way to sort of put this in perspective, something that would be applicable to you, is be more cautious of entering into long-term relationships. Like, rather than setting out to do that, give yourself permission to get out of relationships if they're not working. And I mean early. I mean, like, 3 dates, it's not working, bail. And do go on dates. I think that that's something else that maybe your friends are getting around to. And maybe that's something that could work for you in a less harmful way. Don't just go out with friends. You know, go on some actual dates with people.
Yeah, in your 20s? You just hit your 20s? This is when you start dating.
And I'm going to sound like an old man.
Mature dates.
You're so young, though. You have so much time. You know, just enjoy yourself and, you know, go have fun responsibly.
Yeah. Just go out there and just get your dick wet.
Okay.
Not
all right.
Not quite. Not
it's exactly. 2010.
Women have dicks. What? Griffin, how about a Yahoo?
Yeah, sure. God, I had so many good ones this week. Thank you, everybody who sent them in. This one was sent in by Action Allen. It's by Yahoo Answers user Shane S., who asks, how to gel pubes and what styles are there? I am a guy, and my boyfriend says he finds it sexy for my pubes to be gelled. Anyone know any styles for my pubes to be gelled? Give me a detailed process. Additional details. I use gel that I use for the hair on my head. Why, what happens if it's an alcohol product? I don't know about that. I would like some serious answers. Anyone know any styles for gelling pubes?
I got a few.
Is there anyone who gelled their pubes before? Preferably an answer from a guy. I'm going to have sex tonight. Please answer.
I like the Gabe Kaplan, which is a bunch of curly on top and then a row of straight right underneath it.
I like that.
I think that that's a real good look. And the carrot top, too, if you have time to dye it.
I like the high top fade with some racing stripes in the side and your basketball number in the back.
I like that. How about the Joni Loves Chachi, which is where you basically you give your penis sideburns and then like a pump, like a little pompadour up on top.
All these are good.
Also, spray tan your penis. That's an important step for that one.
Yeah.
But just your penis.
You could try the Twilight is very popular. That's where you put a bunch of glitter down there. And when you hit the sunlight, and I am assuming you're making love in the daytime, it will sparkle. And that's something that a lot of guys are really into. You could try the MC Hammer, too.
What's that about?
Well, the MC Hammer is where you have just three straight lines carved into the side, and then directly below it you've... sort of in like two billowy legs of pubes that shimmy back and forth as you sway and jostle.
So like a Fu Manchu.
The Fu Manchu is very different. Yeah,
out of pubes. Oh, it is. I thought you're. So you basically make legs out of your pubic hair.
Yeah, exactly. Hammer pants. You make hammer pants out of your pubic hair.
Okay. You could also do the Uncle Jesse.
Okay.
Which is just a lovely bouffant of hair on top. And then when you take off your pants, just scream, have mercy.
Well, you should be doing that anyway. Regardless of how you decide to style your downtown mane, it's important that you all have mercy every time you expose your penis to your partner.
I like the Young Einstein, which involves electricity and patience.
Oh, Jesus.
Looking for something low maintenance? Try the Sasquatch.
That's
let it go.
Now we're getting off the subject because he obviously wants gel to be up in the mix, and that's a very natural look. This aspect.
Right. There's at least three different Elvi you can do too. By the way, there's young Elvis, there's fatter, fat sparkly Elvis. And is very good.
There's the Elvis Costello where you hot glue glasses upside down on your balls.
Right.
I like the Gonzo.
What's that?
You just keep bending your penis till it forms a permanent nose. And then you make...
Jesus
Christ!
Travis, I'm sorry, but that doesn't have anything to do with hair. You're disqualified.
Damn it!
So I guess since Travis is disqualified, the game is over. And who won? All of us.
Except and none anyone of us. Who does any of the things we just said to do.
Yeah. They are the loser. I'm having some trouble staying awake at work. My job begins at 7 a.m., but I have to wake up at least 5:15 because I take a bus and a train to work. The bus and train trips are short enough that I cannot sleep on them. I usually go to sleep by 10 p.m. No drugs or coffee, please. Help me, MBMBAM. You're my only... That's from Gabriel. Gmail.
Does he deserve... I mean, if you're going to shut us down, like, from the get by saying no drugs or coffee, like, do we even... I don't think he deserves... If you're not going to open your mind... To the two best options.
Because if you won't do drugs, and you won't do coffee, and, I mean, you got to carve out some nap time. Like, you've got to get better at falling asleep on the train.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that, because you'll get fucking... You'll wake up with your shirt.
You have to learn to hover right above that falling asleep point, right before you pass out. And so you get the rest... but you don't miss your stop.
You're on that Inception tip.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Is it maybe, he says no drugs or coffee. Do you think that it's a mutually exclusive thing? If, do you think if we suggested drugs and coffee?
Oh, that's cool.
Because I sometimes I'll take a few nice meth crystals. Mm-hmm. None of that foggy shit, just pure glass. And I'll crack that up and toss it in my Folgers Instant Mix. And that'll usually keep me up for about 3 or 4 days until my teeth stop itching.
The problem is your job starts way too early. And so by the time you hit, like, if you hit like noon, you've only been to work for 5 hours, but you've been up for 7, and you only slept for 7 the night before. So, like, you're using up your sleepy time.
Yeah. You need a nuclear bath.
But that's the thing.
Is, like, he can take a nap after work, but by that point, it's too late. He's tired at work.
It's bedtime. The thing is, you need to decide. You need to have a lifestyle change. You can either take naps, like, all the time, which would just depress you. Mm-hmm. You could change your career, which you probably don't want to do, because any job I found starts at 7 a.m. is usually something you had to work really hard to get in the first place. Or you could just get down on that methspresso. Like, that seems like it's the easiest option, is to just chug some methspresso every morning, except on the weekends. Because if you do it every day, you will die.
There.
And the good news is, and I can tell you this from personal experience, eventually your biological clock will balance out and you won't be sleepy at that point. You'll be going to bed at like 8:30 at night, but your body will get used to waking up at like 5:15. Now, if you've been doing this already for like 2 years and you still can't stay up, then I have bad news. This isn't the job for you, because your body's not going to balance out.
It doesn't agree with you.
Yeah.
What do you do at a party where you only know one person? Gmail.
Leave.
Leave. Yeah.
Leave immediately.
Leave. Say, this party is fun for everyone but me. I'm out.
Because that's worse than being at a party where you know zero people. Because when you're at a party you know zero people, you can go get really drunk and, you know, make some friends and do some crazy shit. If you know just one person, you're either just going to hang around them and make a total boob out of yourself, or you'll get drunk, and then the friend will tell all your other friends what a boob you were. It's a lose-lose.
This is one of those situations where if you're a really super outgoing person, this is your chance to make friends. If you're not, this is not the time to try. This is the time to go home. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the odds at least have to be in your favor. You at least have to have a majority and then meet new people that way. But this is not a good scene for you. If you don't already know the answer to it, then you shouldn't be in it. I know I would be, like,
you would way be uncomfortable. If you didn't have ghost. If the ratio wasn't 75% people you know at a party, you would take right off.
Who's you? Just me? Me. I would do that.
Well, this is a chance that you need to be preemptive in this. And when your friend's like, hey, let's go to a party. And when you're like, right. Who am I going to know there? And they're like, me. Don't go to that party.
Yeah. Bail.
I mean, everybody does that, right?
Yeah.
That's totally within your rights. Don't beat yourself up about this.
Yeah.
Give yourself a break.
This is one of those things where you always kind of feel rude asking the question, who's going to be there? But it's for situations like that you ask it. So it's important that you say, like, not that I don't want to hang out with you, but if that's the case, why don't we just go somewhere else? We'll go see a movie, and I don't want to go to a party where I don't know anyone.
Sure.
Dear sweet MBMBAM, my BF says he wants a change and is thinking of dyeing his hair blue. And then he said, or maybe I'll get a tattoo. I think both ideas are terrible. How do I keep him from doing anything silly but still satiate his need for change? Asked David from Form Spring.
Encourage him to dye his hair blue versus get a tattoo, because at least that's not permanent.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, David. I agree. I understand where you're coming from. But why is it so important to you that they not do this? Like, don't you love your BF the way he is? Because I would think that if it's somebody you really care about, then you would want them to get well, if they want the ink, if that's important to them to do that, then
Well, let me counter argument that, Justin. If he says, or maybe I'll get a tattoo, it doesn't really sound like it's a super passionate thing.
Yeah, that's true.
That it sounds true. Like your boyfriend is bored with something else. Maybe his job is boring, or he's having family troubles, or, you know, he's just been around his small town too much. And so he's trying to, you know, strike out from other directions instead of dealing with the problem that he has. So I think you need to talk to him and be like, hey, what do you really want to change? Because I guarantee it's not your hair or a tattoo.
That's a good... Wow. That was actually insightful, Travis.
Thank you.
Maybe he could take up a pipe.
That's the new jam, right?
That's the new thing.
Are you getting in front of that? Is that going to be like a 2011
I'm going to get out there and say, 2011, let's do pipes. Let's get pipes. Mm-hmm. Let's smoke them. That's a big change, and it's healthy.
Is it?
And makes you look awesome.
And it makes you look so cool.
If you do it right.
Yeah.
Smoke one right now. I love it. I think Travis is on the right track. Now if it is just sometimes everybody gets those momentary impulses where they say, hey, I need something different. Let me suggest this to you, David. Maybe some travel. Maybe you guys could take a weekend, go someplace completely new, someplace you've never been before. And then when you return, your familiarity will be a comfort rather than a burden.
Also, a pet. I like a pet. A pet's always fun.
Is good.
A pet is good. Maybe an Eyes Wide Shut style sex cult.
Hey, get fully sex cult up on that.
Hey, maybe 100% sex cult.
Maybe start listening to the cult.
And that's what Craigslist is for.
Yep. Griff, hit me with a Yahoo.
Yeah, I got one. I've been staring at it the whole show. It's like a deep, dark pit, this question. I think we just got to dive into it, even though we don't know where it'll stop. It was sent in by Goodbye Babylon Babylon, which was that a David Gray song? I don't know. It's by Yahoo Answers user Ruby Heart McKinley, who asks, what are some good warrior cat names?
What?
Excuse me? I need 5 warrior names. 3 names for 3 black cats, 1 for a white cat, and 1 for a brown cat, please. I have no fucking idea what's going on with this question. So
there's no more details?
Please tell me there's more details.
Wait a minute.
That's all we've got.
Warrior cat names.
Now, let me read you some of the answers. This one was sent in by Josie J. Feather McCaney, it was answered. The answer was provided by Josie J. Feather Mulcaney.
Hey, there's your first name. Name one.
Done. Who says, I love creating warrior names, smiley face. Here's some for black cats.
Yes!
Nightshade, Night River, Nightfall, Nightfire, Night Hunter, Shadow Skin, Shadow Lady, Shadow Rose, Shadow Child, Shadow Bird, Shadow Storm, Night Storm, Nightbird, Fallen Shadow, Nightwing.
Oh, Jesus!
Here's some for white cats, Lily Pad, Lily Heart, Lily Moon, White Shadow, White Claw, White Knight, White Moon, White Rose, White Leap, White Thorn, Snowfall, Icewind, Frostbite, Frostpool, Snow Song. Here's some for brown cats. Thorn Prick, Cobra Strike, Snake Skin, Viper Fang, Adder Snap, Bramble Song, Bramble Prick, Briar Song, Thorn Wing, Fallen Snake, Snake Bite.
Calicos, you got a calico? Hodgepodge, black and white and orange.
Silly Buddy.
Mixed Up.
Oh, Jesus.
Christ. Could you
read the first name?
There's a full page of people providing answers. Like,
could you read the first name for the white cats again? The first name?
No, I can't. There's so many that I can't repeat them.
I'm almost certain it was Lilypad.
Lilypad was one of them.
That is not a scary warrior name.
Hey, Griffin, do you have any ideas on warrior names for brown cats?
Let's see what the other people have to say. Brown cat, bramble pelt, sun fern, sand dust, sandy pelt, sandy mist, sand
bramble
dust,
pelt,
tabby claw, sand claw, sandy claw, dust claw, sparrow flight, autumn flight, trout leap, morning dew,
trout leap,
mouse fang,
trout leap,
rose whisker. Like, what the fuck? What is a warrior cat?
This is why I am scared for humanity. Every answer to that question should have been, what the fuck are you talking about?
Aurora song! Like, what are we doing?
This is this horrifying truth that we've unearthed. with this show is that there are whole other worlds.
Yeah.
There are whole other things that don't connect to us. Like, we don't have any vines into them, reaching into them to give us some connection. It's a completely different planet that's just spinning wildly of its own accord.
We had some wild misconceptions about the furry community that I feel like we now understand and totally accept into our hearts and collective minds. But what?
Bramble Song!
What? I mean...
Bramble Pelt.
Snowy Pelt. Bramble Pie.
What are we doing here?
Child Jump.
I'm not angry. I'm a little angry.
I'm scared.
I just want to know what's going on. Like, are people dressing up their cats in, like, tinfoil armor and, like, just, like, taking them outside and just yelling, Hidden Mist! Star Chaser! Like...
Go!
Here's what I want. I want to see this guy after he picks 5 4-year cat names and tries to get him to all follow him in the battle. Star Chaser!
Go!
What? Bramble Sky, you're just licking your butt.
This is what not a warrior-like attitude, Thornprick.
Oh, Thornprick.
God. Thornprick, that'll make you hit with the ladies. Yeah.
Salmon Leap. No.
Can someone explain this? Like, I don't... Is this a big enough thing that we'll have listeners who know exactly, like, what this is? Like, what a warrior cat?
Our freaky listeners? You know they will. There's one guy right now who's like, Bramble Leap, pretty good. I knew I listened to this show for some reason.
Oh, God.
I have a friend who has recently started dating a new girl. The only weird thing is that her best friend is a boy who is gay. None of us in the group have a problem with her or her gay friend whatsoever. The thing that is bothering us is the fact that our friend and her will sit in the living room and her gay friend will start to do weird things like rub her feet while they cuddle on the couch, which makes us all ridiculously uncomfortable. Our friend has even told us that her gay friend snuggles with her in bed, and when our friend is in bed at the same time, well, yeah, that would be weird if that's not how it worked out.
No. This means it's gay friend, girl, her boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. In the same
bed. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The real mind-boggling thing is that our friend doesn't think this is weird when it obviously is.
Oh, no.
How do we possibly break the news to him that this is totally not normal without offending him and tell him his girlfriend is a weirdo for letting this continue? Confused in Carolina. Wow.
What?
This is brutal.
What is the deal with your friend that he can't realize this is weird?
I need to let this wave of, like, sadness just wash over me and shake it. I need to absorb this. Okay.
Dusk flower.
Bramble snow.
I just want to be there for the moment when it's like, don't mind me, bro. I'm just going to be down here rubbing her feet. You guys do what you are doing.
Well, first of all, that's the creepiest thing that two human beings can do to each other, like, regardless of their relationship status or gender. Just, like, hanging out with some buds. Don't mind me. I'm just going to rub her naked feet.
Yeah.
Is this cool?
I would rather see you French kiss.
I would rather see two people French kiss than two people... Oh, especially if it's, like, a mutual foot rub. Yeah.
I think there's a good chance that this friend of hers, the gay friend, is a serial killer.
He could be a serial killer. No, it's sad, okay? So here's the poop on your situation. The gay friend is obviously in need of intimacy. Now, he may be very well be like super duper gay. That's fine. But the problem is that
we've talked about this before, that like if you're dating someone that is like has a bunch of, you know, gay friends, it does not give her or any of them carte blanche to make out at any time. Like,
yeah, right.
That's still super fucked
up. Like, physical intimacy and being attracted to somebody are two very different things. And it's still somebody who's like being intimate with your friend and being intimate in front of you. And I mean intimate in like the literal way. Like, you're doing things that you shouldn't do in public regardless.
And also, psychologically, the physical action creates the mental reaction. So it's like, you know, making yourself sick, thinking about vomiting makes you feel sick, you know, and being intimate with someone, even if it's, you know, that kind of skin-to-skin friend intimacy, it's still creating a weird bond there. It sounds like this girl is serving as, like, I don't know, a security blanket for the gay friend, where she's just like this outlet for intimacy,
or it's vice versa. I mean,
oh yeah, that's also very possible.
It's It's just fucked up. Like, it's rude.
What's weird, though, is none of the three people in this situation, like, directly in the situation, think it's weird. The gay friend doesn't think it's weird, the girlfriend doesn't think it's weird, and the boyfriend doesn't think it's weird.
So, now, that's a good point. I mean, is it within her friend's right to infringe on this and tell people how to live their lives?
Yeah, it seems like this would be someone else's call, but you are totally within your rights to look at it and go, man, that's weird. Your job is to not hang out with them anymore because that's weird.
Tell them that they're making you uncomfortable. I mean, I don't hear anything wrong with that. Saying like, hey, I know you're like, you're way gay, like super duper gay, but that you're still rubbing each other's feet.
Please stop touching feet. Yeah. Please. You walk on those. You walk on those.
They're for walking.
Your feet live in your shoes. Like, this is all just topsy-turvy.
But here's the one point where I'll disagree there. It is not our listener, the person who wrote the question, and it's not your job to talk to the gay friend. You get to talk to your friend and be like, dude, I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just telling you this creeps me out, and I'm not going to hang out with the three of you anymore.
Yeah, you're weirding me out.
Yeah. Because it's weirding me out, and I don't know them.
Bramble Pelt.
Bramble Saw.
So flurry.
Cat Eyes. No, that was a bad one.
Trout Place. What? I want to hear Griffin's last question, but first, a couple quick housekeeping things. Don't forget to send in your holiday questions, mbmbam@gmail.com.
I'm on that Christmas creep. I'm on that Christmas creep.
I'm shaking jingle bells. Pointing mistletoes.
Teach me how to Dougie.
Teach me
how to Christmas Dougie.
Holiday.
That's the name of the special right there.
Holiday.
My brother and me Holiday special.
Come learn how to Dougie.
The first annual.
Worship the baby Jesus.
We'll learn of the first Dougie.
So get those to us. Also, very important, the time is winding down. I think probably the cutoff to get MBMBAM gear by Christmas is quick approaching.
I saw on Twitter that they're going to start shipping this week. Did I imagine that in a fever dream?
No. It sounds right to me. But if you want to make sure you get something by Christmas, like I said, I haven't heard a firm cutoff. I'm sure it'll be this week. But keep... get your orders in. We've got Pack Your Bags hoodie. We've got coffee mugs. We've got My Brother and Me logo hoodie. And the profits from both of those, both the hoodies, go to Big Brothers Big Sisters. Got the girls' tea logo tee. Got the cardinal red logo tee and the brown Heather dark chocolate logo tee. So
and those mugs.
Yeah, the mugs. I said the mugs, but... We've already established that you're not listening very well this week. Gotta get a mug. Go to our website, too, even if you just want to hang out, mbmbam.com. There's a Magic 8 Ball still, which we need to put some new answers on.
We need to update.
Time to update. Forums are popping. Like, even today, people are over there talking about stuff, and I love it.
We got ranks there, too. Somebody hit second cousin already.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone on Twitter who takes something they hear on the show and retweets it, or they just, you know, give us a shout-out, hashtag MBMBAM. My favorite one right now is Adam_AA, who says, if you're not listening to the MBMBAM podcast, then no amount of World AIDS Day is going to save you.
Hawk9664 is also out there spreading the word, and Austin Gardner. With the old classic, bed bugs live in your eyes. Everybody knows that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. I didn't want to sleep ever again, which is nice.
I like when we see the tweets of quotes, and I have no idea. Like, I don't remember saying that. Yeah. They could just be saying random words.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciated we got a lot of, I would say just bile. Just a lot of angry bile that we didn't make it on the podcast awards, and just seeing people get angry for us, like protective parents. I appreciated all that.
I'd like someone to come up with a podcast awards that in the forums that's just us, like just awards that we can win.
I'm ready to say right now, I've decided not to go to the awards thing I wasn't invited to.
Yeah.
Good for you,
Boycott. Yeah. Yeah. I'm boycotting that thing we weren't invited to.
Good. One more time, just to reiterate, I want to make sure if you want gear, you get it by Christmas. So get over there and order it this week. Earlier the better. And keep an eye out on Twitter. On our Twitter, we will retweet it, but also Level Up Studios Twitter. They'll put an announcement there. I'm positive. So, and their username is just Level Up Studios, all one word. So, Griffin, give us
Shadow Song.
Bramble Pelt.
Final question of the day. This one was sent in by Modest Madison. Thank you, Modest Madison. It's by Yahoo Answers user Pancho Villa, who asks, in all caps, how come my dog sounds like it says lamp when it barks?
I'm just McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
Bramble Pelt.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad. Square on the Shadow Song.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your card.